Yes, we had always hoped that he would be here for the opening. Of course, before he was arrested, we always assumed he would be here.
In October, Washington's Hirshhorn Museum opened Ai Weiwei, According to What?, the first major retrospective of works by the Chinese artist in North America.
Well, I believe this show is extremely important for Ai Weiwei.
Kerry Brower is the chief curator at the Smithsonian's Hirshhorn Museum.
We've provided him with a platform, in a way, for him to speak out with his art in a way that he hasn't been able to do before in the United States.
The show has received glowing reviews from art critics and visitors alike. The artist himself might share that view if he ever gets the chance to see it.
Unfortunately, as we were in the middle of working with Ai Weiwei on the exhibition, he of course was arrested in China and incarcerated for, I believe it was 81 days.
Ever since Weiwei was released and they put these conditions on him where they said, you know, in a year we'll give you back your passport. I've been thinking, you know, he's got to get his passport back.
Allison Clayman is the director of Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, the critically acclaimed documentary about the artist and his history of confrontations with the Chinese government.
Weiwei was born in 1957 to Ai Qing, who is one of his country's most famous modern poets. He had been part of this wave of intellectuals and artists who had freely expressed themselves under the Hundred Flowers movement, and then Mao kind of cracked down on all of those voices. And so Weiwei was born at the moment when Ai Qing was sent into domestic exile in far western China, where he then spent the next 18 years essentially labeled an enemy of the people, a class enemy. So I think Weiwei also, at a very early age, had a completely clear-eyed picture of what a state power can do to an individual. I like to think of it as Weiwei sort of leapt from the art pages onto the news section around the time of the Olympics. He helped Herzog and Demeron, the Swiss architects, design the Bird's Nest Stadium, which ended up winning the design contest. When he was interviewed about his work, which he was very proud of, the stadium itself, he very publicly said, you know, I think these games are a sham, they're a fake smile for the rest of the world, and it's not about China joining international community and international values, and so I'm not interested in the games at all, and I'm not even going to go. That was around 2007. 2008 was then the source of the next big clash, and that was the Sichuan earthquake. There seemed to be a disproportionate number of municipal buildings and schools that were collapsing, that were built in the last couple decades, and it just started to look a little bit unusual, because sometimes those buildings would be completely collapsed and the ones next to them were still standing. And so Weiwei decided to do a project that would spotlight and honor the deaths of the school children in the Sichuan earthquake. But when he put a call online to his fans on his blog to help collect the names of the students who died, because the government said it was a state secret, when he shared all of that online, he ended up with his blog being shut down, with surveillance cameras being installed all around his house by the authorities. And when he went to kind of stand up for another activist, he ended up getting severely beaten, which forced him to go to emergency surgery. The government demolished a newly built studio that he was actually invited to build by the local mayor. That was January of 2011, and it was just a couple months later that Weiwei was taken into secret detention for 81 days, and his studio was completely raided.
After his release, Ai Weiwei returned to his activism, speaking to the wider world through the use of a tool authoritarian governments are finding increasingly difficult to control: the internet.
I think for Weiwei, the one source of the optimism does come from new technology and the internet, and the idea that people can express themselves, be connected, see things outside their own context, both within China and globally.
I think the internet is extremely important to Ai Weiwei. I actually think he's one of the first artists who's actually used the internet in a kind of proactive way.
Whether it's self-installing surveillance cameras inside his bedroom as a gift to security officials, appearing in handcuffs during a widely viewed Gangnam-style parody, or his enthusiastic embrace of Twitter as a medium of expression, Ai Weiwei's reputation on the world stage has arguably grown larger despite the Chinese government's attempts to rein him in.
There is a blurring of his internet activity and his art so that his internet activity becomes his art in many ways. It becomes a performance piece in some ways. There's no direct dividing line between the sculptures that are in this gallery and what happens when he actually sends things out to the thousands of people that are following him.
The exhibit will remain in Washington until the end of February, at which point the show is scheduled to move to Indianapolis, Toronto, Miami, and eventually New York. There is, as yet, no word whether the artist himself might be as free to travel.